Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia and Erie County District Attorney John Flynn. Earlier today, October 26, 2023, at approximately 11:11 a.m., troopers responded to a reported shooting on the 190 southbound, just south of exit 9. Troopers arrived on scene to find three individuals that had been shot while traveling in a Buffalo Sewer Authority vehicle. All three individuals were Buffalo Sewer Authority employees. Buffalo Fire Department arrived on scene and rendered medical aid. Unfortunately, one of the individuals was fatally wounded. The two other individuals were transported to the Erie County Medical Center. One believed to have non-life-threatening injuries, and the second was in serious condition. A preliminary investigation reveals that the shots were fired at the victim's vehicle from a late model, dark colored Jeep Grand Cherokee that was also traveling southbound on the 190. The victim's vehicle was struck multiple times. We have several leads that we are working on, but currently we do not have a motive for the shooting. This is believed to be an isolated incident, and we have no information that there is a threat ongoing to the community. At this time, we are not releasing the names of the victims pending notifications. The state police are working closely with the Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County Crime Analysis Center, and the Erie County District Attorney's Office. If anyone out there has information regarding the shooting, including dash cam footage, we request that you contact the state police at 585-344-6200. And at this time, I will bring up Mayor Byron Brown for a few comments. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Major Staniszewski. This is obviously another heartbreaking day in the city of Buffalo. It is particularly heartbreaking for the employees of the Buffalo Sewer Authority. Three of their co-workers shot while going about their day working on behalf of the residents of the city of Buffalo. Today I had the opportunity to go and visit with about 150 employees of the Buffalo Sewer Authority to show our concern, our heartbreak, our outrage for what happened to their co-workers, to let them know that they would be supported and the families of their co-workers would be supported. After visiting with the employees of the Buffalo Sewer Authority, I went to visit the victims of this shooting at ECMC. I was able to speak with one of the individuals that was shot and family members of both individuals who were shot. Obviously, these families are shaken. They're in pain. They are in prayer. And I ask the entire community to pray for the families and the individuals that have been affected by this terrible, terrible crime. I also want to thank the New York State Police for the work that they are doing to solve this situation. And I also want to recognize the work of the Buffalo Police, who are working in partnership with the state police on this investigation. This is a state roadway, so obviously the state police are the lead agency in this investigation. It's like this are all too commonplace now. Just last night, it was Lewiston, Maine, 18 people killed by a shooter. Who could have even imagined that something like this would happen to three sewer authority employees as they are at work, doing the right thing, doing the people's business? This has to stop. At this time, I want to introduce our Erie County District Attorney, John Flynn.
Thank you, Mayor, and you used the correct word there, that this is outrageous. The outrageous conduct of some individual or individuals acting out on the thruway and shooting up the vehicle of a Buffalo Sewer Department employees. I want to just let everyone know that the cooperation that is taking place here is typical of what happens in our community. It happened in the horrific shooting at Tops. It happens, quite frankly, every day in this community where local and state law enforcement agencies are working together to solve and figure out who did this. As the mayor alluded to, any crime that occurs on a New York State thruway is the jurisdiction of the New York State Police. However, the New York State Police immediately called the Buffalo Police Department, immediately called our office, and got all of us together right away to help figure out what happened here. The other main point that I want to make is what the major alluded to in his statement, that right now we believe this is an isolated incident. We believe that there is no threat at all to the public. As we stand out here right now, you can see 80,000 people going to the Bills game here on our thruways. And at this time, we believe, like the major said, there is no threat to anyone else and that this was an isolated incident. I can already anticipate some of your questions, but I'm not going to go any further than that. I'm not going to comment at all on whether or not we have a suspect. I'm not going to comment at all on whether or not we have a motive. I'm not going to comment at all on why this happened. We've given you some information on how this happened, but that's as far as we're going to go because we are actively in the process of figuring out who did this and finding them and bringing them to justice. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the deceased, his loved ones, the family of the individual, two individuals who were shot, them and their families as well. My thoughts and prayers go out to them, as well as to the entire community of the Buffalo Sewer Department. And I also want to thank the State Police and the Buffalo Police Department for everything that they've done and that they are doing. At this time, we believe there were three. Yes, sir. We have no information that they're linked at all.
These store workers, they were on the clock, like going to a job, back to a job.
Yep.
All three workers were on the clock. It's my understanding they had just completed a job and were heading back to the Buffalo Sewer Authority. They were driving when the shooting occurred.
It appeared that where the shooting occurred, about 200 yards to where the car came to rest. So someone was able to drive it. The driver, they were obviously not supposed to
kill. I spoke to the driver. The driver was hit. The driver tried to evade the shooting, but the driver was hit. And the two passengers were hit as well.
Were there any other cars that were on the crew at the time that they were hit as well, or anything like that? Any crossfire?
No, just one vehicle involved, and when we arrived on scene, just the three victims. No, we did not have any witnesses that stopped at the scene at the time.
It looked to us that there were about 10 bullet holes in that truck. I mean, can you tell me how many rounds hit it?
Numerous times. We're working on that. We have several leads that we're running down now. We're not going to get into the information on the victims right now until we're sure that the families have all been notified. This is still a very active investigation. We just opened up the roadway probably less than an hour ago, so I have not had a time to sit down and talk with the responding members and investigators.
Any employees still
I'm not going to get into the right now.
The members of the sewer authority are clearly very emotional, very shaken, in pain. There were tears. One employee told a story about what good people these individuals were, and the individual whose life was taken, what a good employee that person was, what a caring person that individual was, and the pain that was felt by the loss of that individual. Again, I've been asked not to disclose the sex of the workers.
So, Mayor, the bottom line of the tragedy that you addressed, but to some may appear that the tragedy is that somebody went to work today. I don't know what you think.
That is a tragedy, that three people went to work, were working, did their jobs, and their lives are altered forever. And one had their life taken.
Oh, murder. One count of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Reckless endangerment. I can add on a lot, trust me.
How do you deal in a situation like this when it comes to collecting evidence and also, there has to be a lot of cameras on that?
Well, listen here, any time you have a situation where the other vehicle that was involved is not present or found, you got to find it. And so you look at everything that's there. You look at cameras, you talk to witnesses, you go on social media and use tools that you have on social media. And so, no, I mean, all crime scenes have their own complexity. Some are more difficult than others. But listen here, we have the Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County Crime Analysis Center, the State Police, we have the best and the brightest on this.
Could you clarify, I think it might be important, it's my understanding that the cameras on the thruway do not record, correct?
I don't know about that.
Correct.
They do not.
They do not. Well, are you so sure there is no threat to the public? You know, on the surface, it looks random.
Based on some of the leads that we're working on, we believe it's that there's no ongoing threat to the community.
Is there any idea of where this vehicle may be at this time? Is there any areas that should be on alert looking for this vehicle?
We're working very closely with the Buffalo Police Department. We are looking in various areas throughout the city to see if we can come across this vehicle.
So you believe it's still be able to be on alert?
Possibly. Yes, correct. The other vehicle was also traveling southbound on the 190, so the scene on the 190 was a little bit of a distance, and that's why we had to close the roadway down. We are certainly looking for any assistance. If there was any vehicles on the 190 at that time that did witness this, or if they have dash cam video and they were in the area of the 190 at around 11 a.m., we would certainly request that they contact us, and we will send someone out to speak with them regarding their information. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the round, but we had our forensic investigation unit out. We also have our violent crimes task force out, along with the Buffalo Police Department. They were heavily involved with this investigation at the scene and as it ongoes in the city.
Would it be safe to say you have thousands of investigators on this case?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Just so you guys know, I'll have updated information on the newsroom site when we do release the victim's name. So it'll be all updated from this point forward on NYSPnews.com. Thank you.
Prince with Troop A, Major Eugene Staniszewski, the Erie County DA, John Flynn, and the Mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, who will be touching base with us soon. But apparently, the information, as we said, unofficial at the time, regarding a white sedan, incorrect. It was actually a dark-colored Jeep Cherokee-type vehicle. The information that I have is that whatever vehicle this was apparently using stolen plates out of the state of Rhode Island. We will replay some of the news conference coming up for you on News Radio 930 WBEN relative to that. And in a situation such as this, a lot of times at the beginning, you do receive information from people who are ordinarily great sources, which proves to be incorrect. I know the Buffalo News also had the vehicle identified as a sedan. That was the information I had, but apparently that information was incorrect. And I suppose that the updated information probably came from one of the wounded who was able to give a statement to the police who are investigating this, the New York State Police, with assistance from the Buffalo Police, are investigating this. And at this point, one has to wonder about the motive. And when you look at the photographs of this four-door pickup truck that was shot at on the 190, most of the shots seemed directed or hit the seat that would be behind the driver of the pickup truck. There are a few rounds that went through. The driver was struck, but apparently communicative at ECMC and had wits about him and the ability to pull the vehicle over to the side of the road. But a lot of the grouping of the shots was concentrated on that rear seat passenger behind the driver. We will await additional information as we get it. And, you know, one of the things that is frankly of concern to me is that it took so long to get something like an official statement from the authorities. Now, it's not that long a drive from downtown Buffalo to the T-Troop headquarters. The major would be based in, if he's the Troop A major, would be based in Batavia, but that's a relatively short drive in a state police vehicle. And I'm a little bit, I don't want to say aghast, I'm a little bit surprised at how long it took for officialdom to come out with some official information, in particular the idea that the general public is not in any danger, especially coming the day after the horrific events which unfolded in Lewiston, Maine, the second largest city in Maine, which took place last night, which resulted so far in the deaths of 18 and the maiming of many others. I mean, so often you hear in a shooting situation, well, so many people were injured, and you think, well, injured, they survived, but their lives will never, ever be the same. And I want to go back to the beginning of the news conference we just heard. We will be hearing from Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown following the news and traffic at 4:30 and the commercials that follow the news. But the first part of the news conference you just heard live on News Radio 930 WBEN with Troop A, and it's based in Batavia, Major Eugene Staniszewski.
Good afternoon. I'm Major Eugene Staniszewski from the New York State Police. I'm here with Mayor Byron Brown, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia, and Erie County District Attorney John Flynn. Earlier today, October 26, 2023, at approximately 11:11 a.m., troopers responded to a reported shooting on the 190 southbound, just south of exit 9. Troopers arrived on scene to find three individuals that had been shot while traveling in a Buffalo Sewer Authority vehicle. All three individuals were Buffalo Sewer Authority employees. Buffalo Fire Department arrived on scene and rendered medical aid. Unfortunately, one of the individuals was fatally wounded. The two other individuals were transported to the Erie County Medical Center. One believed to have non-life-threatening injuries, and the second was in serious condition. A preliminary investigation reveals that the shots were fired at the victim's vehicle from a late-model, dark-colored Jeep Grand Cherokee that was also traveling southbound on the 190. The victim's vehicle was struck multiple times. We have several leads that we are working on, but currently we do not have a motive for the shooting. This is believed to be an isolated incident, and we have no information that there is a threat ongoing to the community. At this time, we are not releasing the names of the victims pending notifications. The state police are working closely with the Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County Crime Analysis Center, and the Erie County District Attorney's Office. If anyone out there has information regarding the shooting, including dash cam footage, we request that you contact the state police at 585-344-6200.
And that is Major Eugene Stanisevsky with the New York State Police. We will be replaying that news conference pending further developments during the 5 o'clock hour on News Radio 930 WBEN. So those who get out of work at 5 o'clock will be as up to speed as you are on News Radio 930 WBEN. We will break news coming up along with traffic, which is a mess, on News Radio 930 WBEN with Alan Harris. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN Loves. Joining us right now is the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for joining us on what has been a very trying and emotional day for you. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Tom.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, and this may seem very trite at this point, but, you know, Buffalo and Western New York are going to be in the national spotlight tonight with a Buffalo Bills game. And then this horrible tragedy happens to Buffalo workers. That really has to put a pall over your excitement over nationwide coverage of the city and the region.
It absolutely puts things in perspective, Tom. So while a football game is being played that is going to be watched by the nation, there will be a family grieving the loss of a loved one tonight and two other families whose loved ones' lives have been changed forever.
Indeed. One of the things that you decided to do very early was change the lighting scheme on the dome of City Hall. What was it to have been, and what will it be now?
It was going to be red and blue in honor of the Bills. Many landmark buildings in downtown Buffalo are lighting in the colors of the Bills because of the game tonight to cheer on the team, but certainly with the loss of three Buffalo Sewer Authority, well, not the loss, the shooting of three Buffalo Sewer Authority workers, we are going to light the dome in white, a sign of our collective prayers for the families and for the surviving two workers making a full recovery.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the first things you did was get over to the Buffalo Sewer Authority to talk with workers. Can you tell us a little bit about what you said and the exchanges between you and the workers?
There were about 150 or so workers gathered. Clearly their hearts were broken. There was a lot of pain. Tears. I said to them that there are no easy answers, no way to explain what happened when they saw three of their coworkers earlier in the day who went out to work. And while they were working, three of them were shot, one killed, and two others in the hospital with injuries that will take some time, hopefully, prayerfully, for them to recover from.
And then it was on to the Erie County Medical Center, as I understand it, and that had to be an extraordinarily difficult visit to you to talk with those who had been wounded, who were communicative, and their families. Is there anything you can tell us about that without violating any confidentiality or propriety?
It was difficult. I was able to visit with one of the injured workers, who physically was in pain, but mentally and emotionally was in pain as well. There was a family member with that worker who also was in pain, sharing deep concern. I went to visit with the family members of the other worker who was still in surgery and going through a very difficult surgical procedure. They were praying. They were in pain. They were fearful for what might happen to their loved one. It was an emotional situation visiting with both.
Of course, ECMC is a level one trauma center, and it sounds as though the surviving victims were able to make it to ECMC on Grider Street within the first hour of trauma, known as the golden hour, which absolutely has to improve the odds of survival and long-term recovery.
Truly, truly a blessing. The sooner victims of this kind of trauma get to a place like ECMC, the better the prospects of survival and long-term return to health. I can tell you if one of the victims did not get to ECMC when that individual got there, we'd be talking about two deceased Buffalo Sewer Authority workers now.
Can you tell us when and how you first got the news of this shooting, which took place at 11:11?
Was in a meeting in my office. A call came in to my director of communications, Mike DeGeorge, who was in the meeting with me, and we began to get information trickling in that a sewer authority worker was shot. Then we heard that three were shot, and then we heard that one succumbed to the injuries from the shooting. So it was pretty traumatic being in a meeting with other members of the staff and having that information come in. Obviously, we have gone through a lot of difficulty, a lot of challenges the last 2 years in the city of Buffalo. Put me in mind of 5/14/2022 to a degree, where 10 people were shot and killed, three others wounded. Just yesterday, put out a statement in support of the people of Lewiston, Maine, where 18 people were killed by a crazed shooter, never believing in my wildest dreams that something like this would happen again in the city of Buffalo.
Some of the information that I have unofficially developed is that the vehicle involved in the shooting, this late model, dark colored Jeep Cherokee type vehicle, had license plates that had been stolen from Grand Island, and the vehicle itself had been stolen from the city of Buffalo. Do you have any information which would confirm that?
I can tell you that it is a very fluid situation. A lot of information coming in. The New York State Police, who are the lead agency, because this happened on a state roadway, they are working with the Buffalo police. They are following a number of leads right now. They feel that they have some good leads, but I can't confirm that at this time.
I mean, my thinking being that if a vehicle was stolen, if license plates were stolen, and this particular vehicle, this Buffalo Sewer Authority vehicle, was targeted to the exclusion of all other vehicles on the 190 at that time, was this a targeted shooting? Did the state police have any thoughts on that?
The state police nor the Buffalo police have confirmed that for me. They are still following every lead. I have been told that there are a number of good leads, but I've been reminded by the New York State Police and the Buffalo Police that this is a very fluid situation, and that they are working as hard as they possibly can. I know that the state police have brought in significant resources to follow this investigation and to work on this investigation. And certainly, I am very appreciative of the significant resources that the state police have brought in to follow up on this.
Can you tell us what additional resources have been brought in, Mr. Mayor?
I think it's personnel with specialized skills and training, also working in partnership with the Buffalo Police. We have a great law enforcement partnership in Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York. So with the State Police, the Buffalo Police, the Erie Crime Analysis Center, the Erie County District Attorney's Office, they will literally work around the clock on this horrible crime to bring who is responsible or the people responsible to justice.
And it sounds as though we're talking about more than one individual who was involved in the vehicle that did the shooting on the Sewer Authority pickup truck.
I don't want to give you that indication. I just don't know at this time, which is why I said it like that. Mm-hmm. It very well could be one individual, but I'm not discounting the possibility that it could be multiple individuals. But I know that all law enforcement agencies are working very aggressively. They're working collectively. They're sharing information. And I am confident that they are going to make an arrest in this case and bring whoever is responsible to justice.
Now, this particular crew was returning from a job. Is there any indication that at the work site there might have been any altercation or words exchanged between people in the neighborhood and the workers?
I haven't been given any indication of that at this point. The Buffalo Sewer Authority workers had done a job in a neighborhood. They were on their way back to the Buffalo Sewer Authority plant. They were on the 190 South when their vehicle was struck by gunfire. What the motive is at this time, the New York State Police and the Buffalo Police don't seem to know what that is.
Are you privy to any of the decent leads that the police have developed so far?
I do not have any of those leads at this time, but I just left high-ranking state police officials and the commissioner of the Buffalo Police Department, Joseph Grimalia, and they felt good that there were a number of solid leads that they were following up on. They did not give me the details of those leads at this time.
Is that standard that they don't share that information with you?
It's standard, it's standard because an investigation can go in different directions, I'm sure that these agencies want to make sure in the early stages of an investigation that there isn't potentially misinformation out there when things are changing and very fluid.
Mr. Mayor, I know it's been a very long and difficult day for you. What is next on your calendar and on your horizon for the rest of this day?
For the rest of the day, I will be in touch with the Buffalo Police Department. I will be getting any updates on the investigation. And, you know, we'll continue to reach out to the families of the three workers to let the families know that they are supported, that we care about them, that they're in our thoughts and prayers. Particularly the family of the person whose life was taken, that family is going to need a lot of support, but all of these families are going to need support, and we want to let the families know that we are here for them, that we will support them, and so I will continue to do that. Also, we'll continue to reach out to the employees of the Buffalo Sewer Authority, because this is a terrible trauma. They are heartbroken. People are shattered. People talked about the closeness of their relationship with some of their coworkers when I went to see them. Some people, you know, were concerned about coming back to work, not knowing why something like this happened. So I'll continue to reach out to the workforce and reach out to the families of our three Buffalo Sewer Authority workers.
Just one quick final question, and that is, were any threats made to the Buffalo Sewer Authority or its workers in recent days or weeks?
Not aware of any threats whatsoever to the Buffalo Sewer Authority in general or these workers in particular. But at a time like this, we certainly don't want to take any chances whatsoever. And we will be doing everything that we can to make sure that people feel safe and secure at work.
Indeed. Mr. Mayor, I know it's been a very horrific day for you once again, and thank you very much for joining us on WBEN.
Thank you for your concern, Tom.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown on News Radio 930 WBEN.